What is up, After Buzzers? Thank you so much for joining us again this fabulous Tuesday evening. We're still here talking about still there. This recent episode for This Is Us. I tried to be punny. It didn't really work, but stay tuned. We're going to talk all about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I've been warped by the rain, driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, but I'm still.
I could just jam to Mandy Moore all day.
So good. With a cup of tea.
Did you guys see their little segment on Ellen where they were like playing Never Have I Ever and she's never jammed out to her own music?
No.
I missed that.
I think I watched that.
Come on, Mandy. Like, jam out to your own stuff. You worked hard.
Especially when missing you like candy.
Right, of course, it's an oldie but goodie.
You should be kicked back by a fire listening to this.
I mean, no fires in LA. It's been 100 degrees.
Right?
But
oh my God.
What is up, guys? We are listening to Willin by Mandy Moore. And like I said last week, there is an incredible playlist on Spotify now. Specifically for This Is Us, with a lot of the music that's featured on the show. Some of the artists, Chrissy Metz is on there, Mandy Moore. So you guys need to go subscribe to them. Nice. Check it out, because I love it. But thank you guys so much for joining us. My name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I am Keith Andre. You can follow me everywhere at Keith_Andre. This episode was a lot.
It was a lot, yeah.
But I'm ready to talk.
But yeah. All good stuff. Hey, everybody. I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby. And we have a new face tonight.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, panel.
Of course.
I'm Becky Sotero. My friends, you can find me at Becky Sotero on all social media. What a pleasure. I feel just so honored to be on this panel.
Oh, we're so glad you're here. And what an episode to come in on.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. I feel like it kind of started off slow. I was a little like, I wonder where this is going. And then it just picked up.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't know where the episode was going to go. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was intentional to start slow because there was so much like heaviness that was packed into it. But as always, I think they did a great job.
Yeah, it was a good build up. I agree.
Literally a roller coaster because it started.
I think the issues that they tackled in this episode were so raw and real, like they do every week. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it wasn't, I don't know how to explain it. It just felt very real.
Yeah, and I think a part of that is because it felt, I don't know if it felt more connective. I mean, I know a lot of the issues we all seem to face, but this was very much like everyday, you know, black and white, in your face type of stuff that I feel like everybody relates to. So I don't know if that's what made it more impactful, but it was like just super aware. But they, I feel like they handled it really, really good.
I was going to say, did you say black and white intentionally?
I know. Somebody's getting punny.
Hey, I tried. He's successful.
It's okay. He got that back in there.
He got that pun, though.
No, they didn't mess around. They went right for it, didn't they?
Yeah. And what we talked about last week, the interaction with Randall and Deja, did not go the way that we predicted at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Where are we starting?
There's a lot.
I did want to mention, because somebody asked in the chat, thank you for everybody that's in there, where's Lena?
Yes.
And she's a little under the weather. Send her your love and tell her we miss her.
You guys are awesome. I know. Swear.
I have big shoes to fill, but Lena is in our hearts. She's going to feel better soon.
Yes.
But where to start? I don't know. Do we start at the end? Do we start?
Maybe the end, just because it is
the big news.
The end.
The big news.
Big news. She's having a baby.
Yay! And now we get to spend all season wondering if it's a boy or a girl, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I was so wondering what was going on. Like I feel her on the being of the there's coffee in here, I promise, guys. The obsessiveness about working out and eating healthy, because I've been there. I feel it. Like, when you have that dress that you want to fit in, you don't just want to fit. You want it to be too big. Mm-hmm. And you're shooting for that. And so when I saw her put on the dress, I was completely wrong at the emotions that she was feeling. I was totally convinced that she was like, yeah, it fits, but it's not like the way I wanted it to fit.
Right.
And then come to find out, we get this news.
Yeah.
I was lost with her, too. I feel like this is a part of her character, her journey that I never would have thought of. Mm-hmm. Like, I never thought about her having a baby at all. And I feel like we saw so little of her tonight, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of, it was like a bit of a mystery with her. And I was just like, what's going on with her now?
Yeah.
Because there's always something. Yeah. But to see that she's having, I'm super excited to see like how they run this story. I know it's going to be a roller coaster. I know she's going to be super aware of her weight, but I'm so happy.
I wonder what the health issues are, because I know that there are a lot for any women that are heavier, that are obese, that are trying to have children and trying to conceive in general.
And at a like certain age.
Yeah. At a certain age. For it was a miracle in general for her to be able to conceive at her weight and at her age. And I'm sure that someone is more knowledgeable on this topic than I am. But I'm wondering how they'll tackle all of that.
Oh, and you know that they will.
Of course.
Yeah. Sure. Like, you know that they will. But going back to the obsessive comment, I was definitely with everybody in thinking that she was obsessive. Like, I had flashbacks to Full House when DJ would, like, collapsed at the gym because she was not eating and everything like that.
Yeah.
So that's where I thought that they were going to go. Mm-hmm. But she's just trying to make sure that this pregnancy will
go
full term.
Right.
And I think that, and the fact that she can't tell anybody, it just makes her seem more obsessive about it.
Of course.
So when she finally can,
I don't know. I mean, they didn't, so far though on this show, they haven't really tackled her weight being an issue. So I was like, oh, I wonder where they're going with this. And then when they had her in the pharmacy, I was like, and I remember you were saying maybe, you know, the laxatives, maybe it was something
that was the word that I saw.
So they definitely took us and slapped us with this.
I have to say the Pearson clan are some of the most obsessive people, if you really think about it. Like, they are very narrow, not in a bad way. We all have our things, but they're very narrow-minded. This is what I'm determined on.
Passionate.
And that could, passionate.
Yes.
So it could be seen as a great quality, but also if it's excessive, like,
it's scary.
I mean, hello, look at Kevin on top.
Okay, so
that's a good transition.
Right into Kevin. So
I've been rolling my sleeves up for that one, guys.
Listen, I've been rooting for Kevin, I feel like, the past couple of weeks, but I was kind of disappointed with him tonight. I just didn't feel that we got much from him. One thing I do feel and what I enjoy seeing is the younger versions of themselves, and I was really happy to see, like, young Kevin with Jack and that relationship and all of that. And I feel like as an adult, tonight showed us that he's definitely still, like, fighting for his spot and trying to be seen and trying to be heard. But just the way he's going about his career path now, and we got to see, you know, popping the pills. So I don't know. I'm just like, Kevin, you got to take a backseat with me, because it's so much more than I'm interested
in. I actually disagree with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I've normally been very disappointed in Kevin previously, and tonight I feel like it was just, it wasn't overdone. It wasn't overstated, which I feel like a lot of his performance, unfortunately, is overcompensating because of the character in nature.
Yeah.
Today, it just felt like a real person. Like, it felt like a real person that I can understand, and I'm like, I get it. Like, you're fighting for this dream. You've been disappointed before. You were never paid attention to. Like, we're starting to see more of why he has these issues with his injury, why he's trying to be the best that he can be.
Yeah.
Because he's lost something. And when you've lost something, you automatically are like, I can't lose again. I've lost my dad, and I've lost the only thing that I was really good at.
Yeah.
And acting, I know I'm not the best at. So I'm going to try and make sure that this is all that I have.
Right. Yeah.
And I would even take it. I would even take it a step further. I think, especially with the scene where he was watching Jack, like, cheer him on.
Yes.
I think he's more so trying to fulfill something of a promise to Jack.
Yes. And we're seeing the correlation, the relationship between them now. And we're seeing, I think it's been sort of undershadowed their relationship, and we're seeing now, especially with the pill popping, that could now be taking a journey down alcoholism.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think, like you said, it's a promise. I totally got that. Was a powerful scene.
And that shot.
Such a big moment. I loved that moment, because I felt like they set that up nicely too, because as a child we saw him learning to be tough, and, you know, as your dad and a boy, like, learning to exhibit this toughness.
When we see the vulnerability that Jack, you know, had with the alcoholism, them. And mm-hmm. yeah, oh man.
And I was going to say, that's actually a quote that stuck out to me when Jack said to younger Kevin when he wouldn't stop scratching himself, mm-hmm. you're making it worse on yourself by focusing on it so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives us insight into how Kevin is as an adult.
Yes.
Like he didn't want to be on the Manny anymore. He focused on not being on the Manny. You know, now he wants to be such a good actor that he has to do whatever it takes.
He's detrimental to
get back.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think it's also fascinating to see, like, that symbolic shot of when he popped the pill.
Yes.
With his dad on the screen behind him, number one.
Yep.
And, I mean, kudos to him for his amazing work, because I saw, like, I always feel it's all in the eyes when it comes to acting. When you see true actors, you can tell that it's all right here. Mm-hmm. And I saw the inner child in him when he took that pill. It was almost like he was just like, I give up. I'm 17-year-old Kevin again, and I don't know what to do. And my dad's not here to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get through this alone. And this is the only thing that will
numb it. And
he has
to be tough. He has to be strong. He has to just, like,
be bigger than
box.
The itch.
Yep.
Yeah. Be bigger than the itch.
Especially to have to realize that now.
God, it gave me chills now. I have, like, goosebumps.
We've talked a lot about, you know, how as an adult, Kevin hasn't really faced the issues that he has having lost his father. Yep. So to kind of have all of that hit you at once and then figure it out, I feel like we did see a display of that. So I'll give you that. Okay. I still don't, I'm
Thank
still only rocking with it, but your point is valid.
All right,
And I think that's going to happen. Sometimes we're going to see more of one story than we are.
Yes.
So for this episode, maybe Kevin just took a back seat.
Yeah. And it was good to see all the couples again. You know, we got Kate and Toby back. We didn't really see Toby last week at all. I don't believe.
He was just a little blip.
And seeing Kevin and Toby's relationship, like, continue
to develop.
We get little blips.
We see Kevin opening up more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The romance.
Until Toby gets annoyed by something else Kevin does.
Of course.
It's just a matter of time.
Speaking of
roller coaster, that's like...
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Up and down. Day to day,
you never
but
know
what you're
But that's
why this
getting.
Show is so good. It's so unpredictable.
It really is. I feel like we try to find a way to streamline it, and then it gets... Even with everything that's been thrown, we're like combating and thinking that it's going to go one way, and then we find out she's having a whole baby.
We're having a whole baby, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, okay, so we got some people in the chat. Kevin needs to... I can't read that.
Learn patience for a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, I think it's because it's 20 years.
Yes.
And we were even talking about that a little bit outside before we walked in, about how there are certain... You're either younger when you find success in acting, or you're older when you find success in acting. And I think Kevin's at that point where he's older and found success, and now he's like, I can't give it
up.
And it's a catch 22 because it wasn't just his football career that he lost with his knee. Now he's like, and my acting career. It's a double whammy.
Which it's not. And I think it was really hard for him to accept help. He's not one to accept help. Like, even when Sophie was calling, he was like, no, I'm fine. And then the producer saying, it's not a request, it's an order.
Right.
Like, this is what
happening.
You have to do. And, like, someone up in the chat, I agree with them. Yeah, Kevin's development is slow, but at the same time, as much as I rag on Kevin, I feel like it wouldn't be realistic if we automatically like saw this big development. And it's like, oh, we see Kevin now, because the entire first season, we see this version of Kevin. We can't automatically just change it and him have this epiphany and become this better person.
Yeah.
That's not how it works in life.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And if they're trying to keep with the integrity of being real life and real people and people that we can relate to, I'm sure there are a ton of Kevins out there in this world. Maybe not actors, but there are a lot of people that are exactly like
him. For sure.
Well, and there's a lot of character development they're doing there.
Of course.
There's so many places they could go now. I mean, I hate to say that because it's about pill popping versus the alcoholism, but they can really draw some parallels there. Sure.
Yeah. And I mean, we're missing one of the trio, and we got to hit on Randall as well.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Which I'm still mad that they're separated. Kevin and Kate.
Oh, I was like, wait a second. When did I miss this?
No. Like, I just want to see them all together.
Yes.
And,
yeah. But we got to see a lot of Randall's story.
Yes.
We got to see a lot of, like, this is where it was like, oh. hello. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a lot.
Can I say something, though, on the separated part before we go into that? Because, mm-hmm. yes. But do you think they're doing that intentionally?
I think so.
Because yeah. they've always been that way. Mm-hmm. And we mm-hmm. even see that with, which we'll talk about with the chicken pox, is like, yeah. they're automatically the twins.
Yep.
And Randall. Even though they don't mean for it to be, those two shared a womb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they are biologically connected. It's mm-hmm. not just like, you know, brother, yeah. sister, it's like they yeah. were in that together.
It's sure. I feel like it's a natural reaction, like, to package twins together. Like I said last week, I have a twin brother. We look nothing alike. I've always been shorter, but there's that stage where your parents are dressing you alike, and it's the twins this. And
would you say you're psychologically in sync, though?
Yeah,
you
know? We yeah. definitely have the twin connection, but the whole journey is like, oh, the twins. If they see one, then where's the other? You know what I mean? So sure. I feel like it's natural to pack them together.
And I mean, of course, Randall wants to have his own identity mm-hmm. at the same mm-hmm. time. It's like, well, if I'm not going to fit in the trio, then I might as well have my own, like.
Mm-hmm. And he does. I mean, Randall has a good, he does a good job with them, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah now. Yeah. Or even, I would even say child Randall.
Yes. Like, yeah. Like, wise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was he's so smart. I love that that little boy, I swear.
That scene, Lonnie, it took you yeah. long enough.
Lonnie's great.
They're so good. I really like seeing the child actors. I think they do such a good job.
They do.
They're so good.
So they give so much insight. I mean, that's the writing, and that's but their acting is just so spot on. They are literally versions of the main actor. I wonder if they spend time together. You know what I mean? Like, maybe in rehearsals or outside of the show?
I would think so.
I would think so. So good. Yeah. So good. So good.
To keep with the integrity of the character, like, development. Like, you would have to almost have that connection with the
child. But then if they're going method, then maybe do they keep Lil' Kevin and Kate? Yeah.
I don't know.
Or at least Kevin, I can't remember, Parker and Lonnie, maybe mm-hmm. they keep them apart so that there's some, I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know if these kid actors, though.
All right, great. So let's, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. I'm sorry, I went on a tangent. Come on, take it.
Are
take
we
it
ready?
Let's go.
Take us there, boy.
Take us.
Okay, so.
Go ahead, I'm know. Ready.
We're just waiting.
Go ahead.
We're over here.
We're
like,
all over like this.
I don't even know where to begin. So, so we get, of course, Randall and Beth. We've got Miss Deja in the house. And so, one thing that I really loved is we got to see a bit of real, like, Black excellence, I feel like, in a lot of ways. We get this moment with Deja and Beth and talking about her hair and a lot of things that we don't necessarily always see on TV, especially when there is a integrated cast. A lot of times, maybe, you know, if you see a show as Black, then, you know, they've got these issues and these issues. But to see that on a primetime show like this, I thought they did a remarkable job of exposing those things, you know, with Deja and her hair issues and all of that. So I really, really could appreciate that first and foremost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you talked about the eyes. Like, that's something I noticed about Deja. Mm-hmm. That
she's
actress
she's
such on
a
point.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and those camera angles are in there.
And very few lines. Her performance is just so
much
powerful.
For sure.
So powerful. And that moment, I know I'm skipping ahead to talk about the hair, but when she walks down, the look on Beth's face was just complete and utter
heartbroken.
Heartbroken and devastation. Yep. And I was just like, I just started crying. I was like,
that was so good. Like,
but I will say, I do have a mother who has said the same thing that Beth's mother says. Like,
which is?
Your outward appearance signifies your inward feelings and how your hair should always be done and everything like that. And so there is, to see Deja having hair that we didn't know at the time, but there was an issue with her hair. You just see it as being dirty. You think, oh, she doesn't care about herself. She cared so much that she would hide that about herself.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't, especially to these people that she's known, what, a week? You know what I'm saying? She doesn't, that trust wasn't there. And so when Deja asked, and I'm going to get a little bit emotional. But
it's all right, girl. Go there.
Go.
When she asked Beth to do her hair.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The trust level that was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because from personal experience, you don't let everybody touch your hair.
No. Right.
Sure.
So to echo what you were saying, Candace.
Yeah.
About when she came to... I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I know.
with her haircut, she basically was saying, y'all wanted to talk about me then, talk about me now with my hair like this.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was a lot for
that
sure.
Was a moment that... Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry that
I... Thank you for sharing that.
I think that I mean, like you said, thanks so much for sharing that, because I think that's a beautiful experience, and it goes to show the connective tissue that runs throughout the show. But just like I was saying, it goes to show those things that are more represented in the Black community that we don't get to see, and that everybody's not exposed to. To see that translation, and I think it was super impactful, both when we saw Beth or Deja connect with Beth and give her that trust and that vulnerability, but also when she felt that her trust had been betrayed.
That was that look that I think gave us all chills.
She said, oh wow, you know
she
what I mean?
She told you what I said. Like, that was a moment between us.
That was so tough.
Yeah, so tough.
And I think it's even hard for a child in general, because we forget that our parents are humans, and we forget that they have to talk. Like, it's their relationship. We talk so much about how Randall and Beth are goals, and they have this utmost like respect for their communication, and as a child you almost don't understand that,
and now
you don't understand that connection that your parents have to have as a relationship. You just feel like you side with one or the other, and I've been betrayed, and I don't trust you,
and I don't care about your intent.
Exactly,
because he has the best of intentions.
And it's so hard, because I see the heartbreak in Randall's eyes.
He just wants to connect
And even more so, and I feel like moms are so strong and are so used to having that, like, if you go into the mother-father conversation and how their dynamics are with kids, like, she even said, you know, I may give them boo-boo kisses, but, like, you know, because moms have to be so strong from the moment. Like, we automatically get the flack. The first person that's going to get blamed is mama. Mama always gets blamed. But when dads feel like they failed or can't relate, it's almost like they feel helpless. And it's just to see that helplessness in his eyes, and then, like, her just ramming him in the face almost with, like, why the hell are you going behind my back and saying all this stuff? I don't trust you. Did I talk to you? No, I did not.
That's exactly what it was.
And it's just, like, that dynamic and that trio, it just is so hard, and I feel for all of them, because all of them are in the right. And they all are hurting so much.
Well, and I think she just needs a mom right now. Like, we don't know what happened with her dad yet. Obviously. But, like, I just... Oh, that look on Beth's face when she came down with her haircut. Because, again, it's just... That trust and that bond that they had was just completely shattered in that moment.
And it also speaks to the whole adoption process. Like, I feel like with the show, they do a good job of not having us get lost in believing whatever is going to come through the TV screen. But we get to see that this is a real life experience. With adoption, it's going to be a process to where one moment you have this trust, and the next, you can just as easily lose it in the next instant. So we got to see that. But with them, I know over the course, we're going to see it build right back
up. And Randall just wants so bad to use the adoption thing as their connection. I think that will come, but not right now.
And I think he needs to chill out. I think he's overcompensating, and I understand where he's coming from. I know that, like, you just want so much to reach out and just, like, hug them, but it's not the time. And I feel like that's probably what's so hard when it comes to these scenarios, is that sometimes you just have to step back and let them be them. Just let them do them and figure it out and process it, because kids are so smart that they'll navigate it on their own. She's doing the best that she can right now,
and hopefully this will be a learning experience for him as well. I mean, we know his character type to begin with, so even for him to not have this control, or to feel, he may feel like he's taking a step back, and then
that
this,
bowling alley scene,
you know, this happens as well. So
he took the glasses off. Even I mean,
you knew he was serious, because he got in his
glasses.
He not only took the glasses off, but he was doing it to say, like, I want you to see me. I want you to understand that I'm being real with you in this moment. But I wanted to go back to saying that even when we saw Randall as a child with his grandmother, it's about, and they've echoed it on the show other times, it's about Randall wanting to be liked. And so he's trying to do what he thinks Deja will like. Instead of just letting her have her quiet moments. Like, she's in a new situation. Just let her be in her room. Just let her be accustomed to being in her room. Like, don't give her the impression, because every time something happens, she goes to pack, because for her past experience has said, you do something wrong, you gotta go. And so they're trying to convey to her, like, you're here to stay. At
your
least
family,
for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
So, but it's going to take that time. And I think some people were in the chat were saying that Kevin needs to be patient with his injury.
Mm-hmm.
Randall also has to be patient with Deja and just let her have those quiet moments. 100%. She'll come to you when she's ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to go back a little bit too about the conversation with Beth and Deja, we learned a little bit about Beth's family.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit. We finally got a little taste. Mm-hmm.
It's like they're listening to us.
Hey, writers, are you listening right now? Three sisters and a mama that is
I like when she said the Clark girls don't mess around.
Opinionated. I cannot wait until we see them at like Thanksgiving or something.
I feel like they are setting us up to meet her family. So I'm ready about that.
If they are anything like Rebecca's mama, Lord have mercy.
The entire episode, we're like,
I like Rebecca's mom.
Here's this one over here.
I know, get out.
Why? Hear me out. When she
I'm trying.
Okay. Y'all know, so I'm always going to be big on, like, you know, a certain level of, like, transparency
tough
and, like,
love.
Honesty and community. Like, that whole aspect I can rock with. So when she came in, I just felt like she was just this was this honest representation of this woman who is just bold. And I'm going to tell y'all this, and this
and
guy's
going
to be.
And crude.
I mean, she's very nice,
pretentious,
nasty.
And nice, entitled.
And another
I can keep going.
So she has some really, really bad qualities, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think that she does represent a person. She does represent an aspect of
100%.
America.
Oh, yeah.
And she does represent a generation.
And they had to bring that character. They had to.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like near the end, we got to see her be honest with that. Yeah. I don't want to have to, what did she say, fight it? Or I can't remember what exactly.
I don't want to have to try.
Right. But I do have to try.
But you're right. She's representing a different demographic and a different type of person.
And she's from a past generation as well. It doesn't excuse her behavior, but it allows us to understand
it. But I loved
it.
Mandy just... Taking that.
I love how she's so, just how she feels about all her children, but with the whole Randall thing, I know we've talked about that a lot, or the other siblings have questioned it, but I love how aware she is or conscious of making sure, because I know that he's an outsider. I know that he's black. I know all these things, so I'm going to make sure that I'm doing the best for him, because he's my child.
And I think we forget sometimes, I know that even in the flashbacks, I realize that it's a different time, but I think we forget the time period that they adopted Randall. There were very few interracial families.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Very, very few.
Right.
It's starting to grow now where there's like a lot more interracial children. There's a lot more interracial adoptions.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing now. But when he was growing up, that's unheard of.
That you saw. Mm-hmm.
And to be able to like, it gives me chills to think about like if you go backwards when she was trying so hard to like figure out how to have him get his hair cut correctly and to go and find a, you know, a strong black man to like be a role model for him. And then for, you know, the struggle with
where are you trying to go?
With what?
We'll help
the karate,
you.
The karate episode.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my. The push.
The push-ups. That, like, it's still, I forget that sometimes. And so it just made me so frustrated and mad because of the time that we live in now.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of issues, but we've made a lot of progress. We can't deny that.
For sure.
So it's like, it still makes it crawl under my skin that there are still people in this world.
Absolutely.
And that this was a generation, and that this generation is still around that are very passive aggressively racist.
And I think
even within your own family.
Exactly. That part. You know, it's such an honest approach to look at it because even when we, with race relationships, it's always going to be complex. It's always going to be a conflicting situation.
Sure.
But we've seen last season, we've seen where when Rebecca was making her way to do those things and people started thinking, oh, well, is she racist or because she's doing this? But that wasn't her agenda. That's not her intent at all. I really liked that we got to see her face off against her mom. Hearing it,
that's
and she's
what I'm
like
she
beating around the bush,
home.
But she was like, no, you are a racist. I've sat in here, I've heard you tell the story about the maid, like all these other things, and the damage that you are doing to my children.
I love the conversation on the bed too about how it's always sort of backhanded too,
because
that's such that's so prominent in our mm-hmm. culture. It just is a little bit backhanded, and that was a really powerful moment.
Yeah. They did a great job of explaining it, because there is that discomfort piece, sure. and then also there's that piece where, hey, we all recognize something's wrong here, but nobody's saying or doing anything about it.
Which is what I loved, because Rebecca, mm-hmm. she said it, didn't she?
I almost feel like that backhandedness is even worse than just someone being straight up, hit me in the face. Well, you like me, you don't, great.
Right.
Go along. But if you're, like, passive-aggressively, like, dissing me and going against me and anything, everything that I stand for, and I can understand where he just wants to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been there as a kid, just wanting to be liked, regardless of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But, like, to want to, like, be accepted so much.
And third-wheel mentality has got to be the worst feeling. I think all of us have felt that at some point in our life, too.
I think it's a natural quality to want to be liked, and especially in this situation where these people are different from me. I know that I'm adopted. Like, he has all these things to kind of face. But young Randall does such a good... He's such a smart, like, charming... Mm-hmm. Like, he's just, like, a super kid. I really like, you know, his character and the way that he takes it all in. And we got to see, I'm glad that they did lighten the moment. We got to see some comedy where he's like, did she shoot Martin Luther King?
Yeah. like it clicked in his head that fast. And he was like, wait a minute. Enough. Is she going to go to jail? Like, what is going to happen? Even shows Randall's character. He was concerned for this woman who is his grandmother, who he knows as, you know, his mother's mother. He even cared for her after hearing that she's racist,
right,
knowing what that word means,
mm-hmm.
or even maybe not knowing what that word means, and him still caring.
Yeah.
I think that's just a symbol of who he is as a person.
Yeah.
That line that she said, I just can't believe that it was Randall that got accepted into private school. I
was like, excuse me?
Yeah. There were a lot of cringeworthy moments.
They are 10 years old. Like, you would think at some point in those 10 years... she would be able to accept him as her grandchild.
Yeah. But at the same time, I will say that, not that it was even across the board, but we know that this is her character, because just like she's saying things about Kate's dress will be a gold dress, or, you know, Kevin, don't mess up your
that's
face.
That's a whole other thing.
All right, hold up. Someone's going to go first. Who goes first?
That comment for me was, like, the one tonight. You know, just like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, why has it...
I can't even get the adjectives out to describe my feelings.
Weight complex issues, I swear to... Like, we already, as a female, dealing with that in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got a magazine and then your grandmother is telling you it's a gold dress. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
And it was so symbolic of her gold dress.
And it's laying the foundation, too, of why she's...
But what's interesting to me... is it seemed that, and maybe I just missed cues, it seemed like Kate was easier brushing off her grandmother than she is to brush off her mom.
Agreed.
Like, if her mom were to say something like that, especially 17-year-old Kate, Kate would have taken it a different way. Now, granted, we haven't seen 17-year-old Kate with her grandmother, maybe it's the same thing, but it just, when the grandmother, did we get her name? I don't remember.
I don't remember hearing her name.
But when she took over cooking, Kate was quick to say, like, Mom, I like your soup.
Yes.
And then the grandmother stepped back in and was like, well, I was the one who taught her. And Kate was just like, whatever. My mom make the best soup.
I agree.
She protects her mom.
Yeah.
As much as she, you are always going to protect your mama. No matter how aggravated you are getting with her, you protect your mama.
But seeing her mom, one question I was just wondering how much is she like her mother, because I feel that
how much is Rebecca
like her mother, because she has this whole, you know, the way that Kate perceives it is spit an image.
Well, I think we might have that'll be a conversation in later episodes. Is that correlation?
That's true. That is true. I feel like as much as she's trying to face all these other issues with, like, Randall and all this other stuff, that she's inadvertently doing exactly what her mother did to her. To Kate.
Even though she doesn't want to do that. I mean, she made it a point. I want to be separated from my family, but we've seen her be that way.
And then that'll be interesting to see how Kate parents
her child.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a little girl?
What do you guys think? Is it going to be a little girl or a boy?
I think
I saw
somebody in the chat earlier say that they hope it's a girl. I think Aaliyah was saying that she hopes it's
I just feel like story-wise, they could really take that, obviously, to some places because of the mother-daughter thing. Yeah.
I do kind of feel like, and maybe this is a little prediction-y, I do kind of feel like Kate being pregnant is going to kind of fix
bring them
at
back
least
together.
A little
sure.
bit
sure, I
of the relationship
yeah.
between mm-hmm. her
Can
and Rebecca.
Can I also do almost prediction-y? Do you think that she will actually carry the baby full term?
I was going to, I didn't know if we wanted to
I don't
go,
go there
I was
yet.
Just going to say, this show would not surprise me if it went there.
I'm right. just saying because that mm-hmm. is a very real reality that mm-hmm. is also very taboo within, like, for females that they're, it's so common and so okay. many women don't address it because they yeah. automatically feel shame. Mm-hmm. About yep. it. She hasn't even mentioned it to Toby, and she's 6 weeks along, which mm. is typically standard that you don't say anything
yeah.
other than to your husband. You haven't even right. said anything to
right.
your husband.
Right.
But I'm wondering if they will tackle that issue as well, because it is such a huge issue
yeah.
within this anywhere, not even just in yeah. this country, just in general. That is, like, it's part of it, unfortunately, and it's a sad thing, but
it's
with her
reality.
Weight issue
mm-hmm.
and her age on top of it, like,
I think they will.
Or will the baby have problems if she's born as well?
I think that the
there's
issue
a lot of things that they
addressed.
Could go
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what the, I don't want to decide, but I think it'll be addressed because we are going to see her be super aware of it because
mm-hmm. of course.
The odds are stacked against
Absolutely.
Her. She's 37. She's, you know, overweight. So I think we'll get to see that, and there'll probably be moments where, you know, things are going to come up or difficulties, but mm-hmm. honestly, who knows?
Yeah,
I hope
it could
baby
really
comes
go
all the way.
Either
I know
way.
She's so close to her dad. Maybe it'll be a boy, and she'll name him Jack.
Yeah,
aww.
I think somebody said that actually.
Let's see. I mean, I would love for. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm just trying to
right.
be like realistic with this show,
right?
Because
and,
that's
like,
what the show gives us.
Yes.
It gives us that reality.
Yes.
So
reality check.
It makes you think of things that could actually happen.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Heavy note, guys.
I'm
so
sorry. It is a reality slap in the face, that's for sure.
We got chicken pox, we got hair cutting, we got babies, we got.
Did
we
even really talk about the chicken pox?
No.
Like,
no.
We started.
Have you guys had the chicken pox?
I have.
I have too.
I did.
I missed a pool party. Because
no.
of the chicken pox.
I was getting ready to go to Disney, and I remember I was laying in bed, and I had just barely woken up. My eyes were still closed. My mom was like, hold on, she's waking up. She has a chicken pox. And I don't know what to do. And I was like, oh, I have what?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I remember having them, and I have 5 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So we all, like, had them at the same
yep,
time.
That was
the
me
calamine
too.
Lotion.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your poor parents.
Yes. My brother got it first, and then my sister and I, we were just scratching.
The
same
worst.
Exact thing. Yes.
Did any of you try
oh,
that? Did you try to get it? Or was it just like a natural? Were you like a Randall?
We
where you were like
no Randalls. I didn't want
yep. I know. My poor parents, all 3 of us, same time, oatmeal baths. Go.
Well, it made it easy, I guess.
Just
yeah.
be,
yeah.
Out, be just down and out the way with.
I was not yeah. the brave one, though. I was like scratching
oh,
my eyelids.
God.
I remember my eyelids were on
oh,
fire.
No.
Fire. I mean,
yikes.
We had the mitts, the whole thing.
I don't really,
yeah.
I don't think I had that bad of a bout of it because I don't
yeah.
remember any vivid, like,
no,
like I don't think
oh,
it lasted
yeah.
that. I have no scars from it. Like I'm, and I wasn't only
one.
Growing up until I was 9,
sure.
so I was like,
I have
just,
one scar.
Nice.
You
I have
went to town.
I have
yeah.
several.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Just one.
I was just happy I got to stay at home and watch Nick Jr. and eat my cereal and
right.
have calamine lotion on me. I was a happy little child.
You know what else made me happy was seeing them in the VHS store.
Yes.
The
yes.
That
oh
was,
my gosh.
Like I was
oh,
like
oh,
having flashbacks.
The struggle was real when you went to go rent that movie though.
And there
gone.
Was none.
Not
there. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Kids of this generation will never
I
understand.
Nope.
Never get it.
No. They'll never get it.
There is
so
still
cute.
One rental store left in my hometown, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
You should go
I'm
back
going.
For nostalgia.
You want to go to Brandenburg, Kentucky?
Come
on
there.
Over.
Kentucky, I'm coming for you.
But I did like the flirtatious nature between Jack and Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
With the, it was
so,
so
cute.
Cute.
With Patrick
yeah.
Swayze, he was like, yep, not going to
no,
watch
right.
that.
But we all love our Travolta, too.
I know, right?
Travolta was great. Oh, yes.
I will say.
Especially in Look Who's Talking.
My favorite Look Who's Talking is Look Who's Talking Now with the dogs.
I don't
the
know
third
if I've
one.
Seen that one.
I got
had,
to 2. I didn't get to. I didn't even know
I
there was
like,
a third.
I was
Netflix.
Okay, these talking right. babies. This is cute. But then dogs came in. I was like, oh my god, I'm all the way in.
Oh my goodness.
So that's my favorite.
So we know how to get her.
Right.
Just give her dogs and babies. I'm
but
right there with
a,
you though.
What a whimsical scene. That was so amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. And it's
and
good
to
see
Kevin get so frustrated. I remember those kid tantrums when you're hungry
oh
and you're
god.
Tired and you don't feel good and I just wanted my movie and I can't.
He was such a brat.
He was sick.
He was sick.
That's true.
At 10 years old, and you're sick.
Yeah.
Listen, and you don't have
when
your
I'm
movie.
Sick now, I'm a brat. All day long. So I get it.
Well, we already touched on it a little bit, but we don't have too much time left. So let's go in predictions. Anyone got any good ones?
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Oh, I did want to mention really Take quickly because I don't think I have a prediction. I'm just riding.
At this point, you can only
ride the wave.
I did want to notice that Kevin received a fruit basket from like the crew.
Oh.
And I don't know if it was intentional, but it made me think of Randall when he received that pear package from his company.
Oh.
And I was just like, look how much they care versus Randall's former company giving him something that he's like allergic to. So I was just saying, I just thought that was interesting. I don't know if that was intentional or
I thought he was gonna get cut out when he got
we
the
all did
I
we all
did too.
I was like, oh that,
yeah,
I was like, he's done.
Yeah,
he's done. They killed him in the water.
Well,
it's an expression. It's an expression. Yes. Okay, predictions wise, I for a second I had a weird prediction that like maybe Jack died from the shingles. He did not. But I was just like, I'm trying really hard to figure out this mystery, guys. He did not die in a fire. I'm standing by that. He did not die in a fire. The fire happened after.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, as much as I want to see baby,
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't. Unfortunately, just like the
nature of it.
The nature of it. And I think that they will, to be honest, it will be more of a conversation starter for people. And I think that this show is so cathartic and they're really tackling issues that no one ever talks about. Like you guys have all, like, we've all been touched by different things because they're all experiences that we've had in our own life. And I think that that is something that isn't represented because we're focusing so much on her weight and everything else. We're not focusing on the female issue and like what is going on and like sexism and like obesity, but then we're not talking about like being a mother and going through those struggles. And like she's going to try really hard, but I think that this would be more beneficial, unfortunately, and this sounds really morbid, more beneficial to the people that are watching the show to have the conversations about that and to really make an impact rather than to have the baby. As much as I would love to have that baby and like, I love babies.
Well, and maybe, but like we were talking about,
maybe they'll keep trying.
Well, maybe Rebecca and like Kate, if she loses the baby, that'll be a connection
to
because
still
exactly.
That.
Okay. I think there's a lot more that That's they can good. Do with it.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to make any predictions at this point. But I will say I appreciated it taking a step back from unpacking and figuring out how Jack died.
Yeah,
so I'm like, so let's just get it out the way because we see that the show can go on without the mystery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
I think for Kevin, this is a wish more than a prediction. I want if he is going to go down, and I think we reported it in news that he's going to go down a bad path. I kind of want to see Randall pull him out.
And my to kind of piggyback off of that, I wonder if Deja will be a part of that because they kind of led into like her being interested in going to that little thing next week. Didn't they do like a little spot?
Oh, yeah, they did.
So I wonder if Deja being kind of lost, I just wonder if maybe her and Kevin start connecting because
they're
going to an event and remember Deja's like, can I go? So I wonder if maybe that might be a little bit of a therapeutic relationship happening there. We'll see.
Side note, going back to the hair, that preview that we saw of Deja's
cut.
Her hair
looks so cute.
Loved
it. Of course.
Yes. Loved it.
I loved your face when you were like, yeah, girl. Like,
but you know Beth is going to get her right one way or another.
She's going to take her to a salon.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that would be such a bonding moment, though, to go to a salon at that age. Like, you just feel so special. And I think that's what she really needs is just to feel special and wanted.
And that relationship has to be passed.
And taken care of.
Yeah.
I think she just needs to be taken care of, and she doesn't know how to release to that. She's so like, I can do this. She doesn't know how to release to be like, I need to be taken care of.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, we do have only one little bit of news for you guys. We don't have too much this week. But hold on. Can we all do this? Ready? Sure. Where's yours?
Over there.
Oh. Okay.
Ready?
I'm Vanna White.
Three. Go.
Yay! I don't know if you can see it.
I love one.
But Milo.
Oh, Milo is on the cover of Los Angeles Confidential.
Milo.
Issue.
Right?
He looks fantastic.
And if you notice, if you see it, if you're listening later, if you notice, he has a ring on his finger. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
He is dating someone.
But hey, I don't know if that means he's embodying Jack in this.
Maybe.
What happened? Oh.
Oh, yes. So sorry. We forget that there are some podcast listeners. So Milo is on the cover of Los Angeles Confidential for the men's issue. He is looking very handsome, but he is wearing a ring on his left finger.
He's looking a little Jack on that.
So we don't know whether that's for Jack or whether that's for him, but he does go in depth into...
Page 83.
Yeah, and the article I actually do have a lot of extra copies. So if any of you guys are interested in those, maybe we can do a little like... competition or something, or like polls or whatever, and we can get those to you. But we have a lot of these. But
I'm excited
if you guys
to
can
read
your hands
too.
On it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of that father figure that he plays on This Is Us, and that ageism for men in Hollywood as well, stepping into that bracket. Yeah.
So. There's a lot of stuff going on in Hollywood, and I love that Hollywood's being so bold to attack it head on. All the different issues.
Yes.
They ain't got much choice.
I was going to say, ageism is a big one right now, I'll tell you that.
It is. But yeah, so definitely check that out if you guys can get a hold of that.
Good
but that's
stuff.
Our only bit of news today.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to show his beautiful face.
For Lena.
Oh.
For Lena.
Callie in the chat, sorry, really quickly. Mentioning that Randall's little healing song was cute. I was like,
so
can we have that in the Spotify playlist? Can we create that song? Because I would love to hear it.
It was so cute.
There's so many of those beautiful moments infused in this show.
He's just such a dad with his little moves and his little song. And I'm just like,
can't go wrong.
Okay, I love it. Love Randall. Love it. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much again for joining in and being so amazing in the chat.
Yes.
I can't get over how many people continue to tune in every single week and talk with us. So please continue doing that. Again, my name is Candace Cruz. Join us next week. You can find me in all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure for the This Is Us panel. My name is Keith Andre. You can follow me everywhere at Keith_Andre. I make it in my mission to tweet Susan, the actress that plays Beth to see just how impacted you were by this episode.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it was so beautiful.
Yeah. I will echo that. Thank you for tuning in. Anyone listening, watching, we love everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
Good stuff. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, guys.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. So fun.
So good.
Such a fan. This is such an honor. Oh, my goodness. My friends, After Buzzers, I'm Becky Sotero. You can find me at Becky Sotero on all social media. And Lena will be back next week. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We'll switch spots. But we'll be back next week, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, guys.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.